911. Senator Mansfield, 2191.
Several investigations, and it could have some very dangerous implications. Secretary of State's here with me now, and he's quite concerned about it.
Yes.
We have given a good deal of thought, at least I have, on the suggestion of Katzenbach over justice to having a high-level commission, try to get someone from the court and maybe two or three members from each side, House and Senate. And let them review the investigations been made by the Court of Inquiry and the thorough one by the FBI, and let them staff it. Now, I have talked to McCormick, and he said that would be agreeable to him. I have talked to Eastland, who started the investigation, and he said that that would be agreeable to him. I thought I'd better talk to you and anybody else you suggested, see what your reaction to it might be, and maybe I ought to talk to some other people. I haven't talked to any of the justices or anything like that yet, but we think that's the best way to avoid a lot of television show, and I'd like the Secretary of State to just spend a minute with you telling you some of his concern.
Well, first, Mr. President, I think it's a good idea.
Mike.
Okay with me, and then you ought to talk to Dixon.
Oh, excuse me.
Hello.
Go ahead, Mike. Here's Secretary.
Yeah, okay.
Ms. Roberts, please.
Possible implications of this, that if they were, the rumors were to leak out as fact, and if there were anything in this that had not been fully substantiated, it could cause a tremendous storm. And it's very important that we work on the basis of the hardest possible information on this situation,
yes,
meanwhile trying to get at the absolute truth on it.
Yes.
So I think that is very much in my mind. This has already been commented on and picked up right around the world, and if we're not careful here, we could really blow up quite a storm.
That's right.
So may I put you back to the President?
Okay.
All right.
Yes, Mike.
Mr. President, I think the idea is a solid one. I would suggest that you contact Dirksen. As far as I'm concerned, you have my full support all the way, as always.
Thank you. Now, Mike, we have another thing that I... just let me step my desk and get the memo I want to ask you about. He's getting a note for me. It involves a special request to be made very shortly. Here's the memo that came to me. Ordinarily, the widow of a president receives under the existing law, you remember we passed this last year, I believe, $10,000 a year for the purpose of answering mail.
Yes.
Mike Feldman calls that, quote, the family. When I asked him to whom he talked, he said the Attorney General speaking for them. Would like to have a bill introduced for Ms. Kennedy immediately to receive $50,000 for the first 12 months and $10,000 each year thereafter. Well, that's already the law hereafter, so it's just a question of the first. The reason, according to Feldman, is that Ms. Kennedy's mails are extraordinarily heavy due to the assassination. $10,000 won't do it. Federal said the Attorney General would like to have the bill introduced today so it can be considered Monday under the suspension of the rules. I told him to hold it up until he had a chance to talk to him about it. The legislative people coming in a minute, and I rather think we ought to do it.
Okay, we can't do it in the Senate until Tuesday, Mr. President, but we take it up right away and get quick action, and I think Dirksen and I should co-sponsor it.
Fine, okay.
Okay.
Thank you, my friend.
Bye, Mr. President. Bye.
Are you sure?